Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, good morning, Kathy. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Do you fancy some bacon? I've got some on.
No, thanks. I've already had some breakfast. I had toast. Oh, that's the point. There's not much marmalade left. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll try and pop out later and get some. Well, that's unless you want to get it after work.
Yes, don't worry, I'll get it. Oh, and when are you going back into County Hall to work?
I don't know, but I know a lot of people who don't want to.
Well, they might have to. They might not have much choice.
Well, I like working from home.
Yes, I know you do. And especially now we've got Fizzy.
Well, it's good that I can, because I can keep an eye on her.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, by the way, I fed them both.
Oh, good. And where are they?
Monty's gone out, and I'm not sure where Fizzy is.
OK, I'll find her.
You know they might insist you all go back.
Why? It works well with people working from home.
Because you've got County Hall that's practically empty.
So?
Oh, Kathy, it's a large building to have just a few people in, and the bills must be colossal, especially now.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think it's all about what works best for everyone.
Well, I'm sure they'll let you know if you have to go back. Right, I must go.
OK, have a good day.
And you. Bye.
Bye. Fizzy, Fizzy, where are you? I've got a treat for you. Come on, Fizzy.
I'll tell you another thing that needs doing before Amy comes.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
A room. It needs decorating.
Oh. Well, we haven't got time to do that.
Yes, we have. If we both work on it after work, we'll soon get it done. But we'll have to start tomorrow.
Oh, Vince, I don't have the energy to do that after work.
Well, you have to. I'll be the same. I don't sit around all day doing nothing, you know.
But you don't work full time, do you? Couldn't you do it on your days off?
I don't get days off. I've always got something to do. No, we'll start on it tomorrow and we'll do it together.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll pick you up from the cafe after work. We can go and get all the stuff that we need.
Okay, so we're just painting, aren't we?
No, we're going to do it properly. So it will mean doing everything.
Oh, please don't say we're going to do the ceiling.
Well, I'll have a proper look at that later and see what he's doing. All right?
Okay.
Right, so I'll see you about 5:45.
Okay. Bye, Vince.
Penny, if I see those chocolates again, do you want me to get you some?
What, the ones when you bought two and you got the third one free?
Yes.
No thanks. I'm trying to be good.
Well, they were very nice, you know.
Yes, you said.
Oh, Penny! I said I was sorry they'd run out.
Oh, don't worry. You probably did me a favour. I always eat far too many. I don't believe those people when they say they only have one. No one can have just one.
Well, I certainly can't. And I'm very self-disciplined.
Yeah, I suppose you are. So, is there anything we need to put out?
Nope.
No tidying to do?
No.
Oh, good. No, the builders have started up again.
Well, they need to get on, as they haven't done a lot, have they?
No, they haven't.
I don't think they're very good. Did Mike organise it all?
No, he didn't. He didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I think whoever did should be sacked. My course says...
Oh, here we go.
Penny, do you mind? My course says that management have to take difficult and sometimes essential decisions for the sake of the company.
Oh, yeah. And what does that mean?
It means whoever employed that lot should go, as they showed poor judgment.
You'd be a very hard manager to work for.
No, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't let people get away with that sort of thing.
Tina, don't you think you're being a bit hasty with your judgment? The builders have only been here a couple of days.
Yes, I know that. And what have they done? Nothing. I'd have made sure they'd be finished by now.
Well, I'm sure they've been held up for a reason.
Oh, no. It's just not good enough. And the banging gets on my nerves.
Yes, I must admit it is annoying.
I wonder who organised it all. They should be working when we're closed.
Yeah, I thought of that.
I reckon if it wasn't Mike, it must have been Henry.
Oh, I don't know.
You do, don't you?
Well, I know it wasn't Mike, and that's all I'm saying.
Connie, table two haven't got their cakes yet.
Don't worry, I'm onto it.
And has anyone taken table four's order yet?
Yes, so stop worrying.
And where's Millie?
I think she's out the back.
And Diaz?
Ah, I sent her out to buy some olives. We've run out.
You sure there's none in the cupboard?
No, there isn't.
Oh, well, I think that might be my fault. I thought we still had some.
Helen, are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
Really? Because you don't sound it.
No, I'm all right. Did I tell you that Amy's coming to stay?
No, you didn't. Oh, how lovely. Gosh, it's ages since she's been home, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I bet you can't wait.
No, I can't.
Helen, what is it?
Well, I am looking forward to seeing her, of course, but...
But what? What is it?
Oh, nothing.
No, go on, tell me.
No, I can't now.
Okay, well, let's go for a drink after work. You can tell me then.
I can't. We're decorating Amy's room then, for when she comes home.
Oh, well, that'll be good.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Is Vince pleased she's coming home?
Oh, yes, those two have always got on very well. He'd do anything for Amy.
Oh, so he spoils her, does he?
Oh, well, I think that's a bit of an understatement.
Oh, I see. So it must be tricky, really, because you can't say anything, can you?
Oh, no, you're right there. I'll hardly dare say anything when she's down. And to be honest with you, those two almost gang up on me.
Oh, Helen, I'm sure they don't. I suppose it's just a sort of father-daughter thing, isn't it?
OK, Tina, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good evening.
I will. Oh, Henry, can I ask you something, please?
Yes. What is it?
Well, it's about these workmen.
Oh, yes.
Well, I was talking to Penny today, and we thought they haven't done a lot of work. So I was wondering, when will it actually be finished?
Oh, I see. Well, I must admit, they are a bit behind, Tina.
Behind? They haven't started, have they?
Yes, they have. They've cleared up the area, I think. The surround went up.
What? That thing on the wall?
Yes! Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a temporary job. Because it looks very cheap.
Does it?
Yes. You haven't seen it, have you?
No, to be honest, I haven't.
But you've just passed it. You must have seen it then.
Well, no. I was on the phone. I wasn't really looking.
Well, I'd go and have a look now if I was you. It's not very good.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't think Matthew would like it. It's something you'd find in cut price.
Cut price? No, they're cheap and wonderful. And cheerful.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. It looks very, very cheap.
Oh, for goodness sake, now you've got me worried.
So who's in charge of all this? I mean, who organised it all?
Well, I suppose I have.
Who recommended this company to you?
Well, they weren't exactly recommended.
Oh. So where did you get their names from?
To be honest, I can't remember.
Well, I was saying to Penny that when you've got a managerial role, like yourself, you can't afford to make mistakes, can you?
Well, I think everyone makes mistakes sometimes.
Yes, but not at work, when you're responsible for other people's money.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Patterson's must be paying 6 workers a lot of money to be here all day.
Well, that's a reasonable amount.
It's not if they're rubbish. And in my opinion, they're dreadful.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Well, every time I've seen them, all they seem to do is drink tea.
They do seem to do that quite a bit, but... And what can I do?
well, I might be able to help you out there.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.